Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here, too. Pam is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henrys, Shops That Pop. You get the idea, folks. This lady is the galactic guru of retail, and she specializes in the higher-end customer, and she's been helping us stay up to speed on what's going on across Main Street for a long time now. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Pam, it was only that long. Well, it's good to have you back, as always. It wasn't that long ago, maybe a year or so, you and I were talking about retail. The retail Armageddon, the barbell effect for retail where, you know, right. Amazon was killing, and we had, in the light, since we started talking about it, literally thousands of retail stores, right. chain stores have closed up, never mind the small ones. And now here comes another assault on Main Street. What do you think?
Right. Well, this coronavirus has tremendous impact, or has the potential for tremendous impact, mm-hmm. for retailers and all kinds of businesses. When it first started, it erupted in China, and it only happened, I guess, in December. It was first identified. Everybody was kind of thinking that it was going to sort of stay localized, and the biggest impact it was going to be in terms of retail for international retailers was going to be in the luxury market. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen this viral spread all over the world, and it's hit the United States. And now there's an area in New Rochelle, New York, where they've actually quarantined an entire area, and every business in that area is going to be affected.
Well, and exactly. The thing that really I'm having a hard time with, Pam, is I saw a number today that there are 100,000 cases of this disease around the world.
Right.
And there's 4,000 deaths. Now, in 100 years ago, America lost 100,000 people in October, in the month of October, to the Spanish influenza.
Right. Exactly.
100,000 died in 1 month.
Right.
And now we've got 100,000 cases around the world. I know this is different. I know this disease is different. I know that it's scary. I know it's very virulent. It's very transmissible. I know how hard it hits older people. But it just seems like, If you back up and look at the whole picture, it just seems like when you look at the mayhem that it's creating with the stock market and with as you say, shutting down communities, it just seems a little out of proportion. Am I wrong?
Well, I really don't think you are wrong, but I think that at least what I see from the CDC is that they're tremendously cautious because this is a new virus and nobody knows how, you know, can predict what it's going to do. So being cautious and, you know, one of the words that they're using
caution is not the same thing as panic.
No.
And there's panic going on out there in some places.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know that the grocery store shelves are being emptied of staples. And, the panic buying that we're seeing right now is very predictable, that people are not going to be spending money on discretionary purchases. They're going to, you know, basically short-term stay out of malls, stay out of crowded spaces, and their shopping is going to be, you know, I think they're going to shift very much toward online shopping. because you don't have to, you know, go out and be.
This is another. People. This is another thing. I mean, this is going to have a further second assault
yes.
on Main Street
yes.
door over the, a bell over the door businesses.
Exactly, and you know, our hope is that this thing will resolve quickly. I mean, that you know, I've seen one report that says that the warmer weather isn't going to affect it. I've seen other reports that say warmer weather may subside.
That
like
second
flu.
Report is a hope. I think that's what they hope.
Yeah, but you know what? I also saw, and this is what I would think, is that we're going to see an eruption. I mean, even if it does die down in the summer, it's going to come back in the fall because mm-hmm. it's going to be a while before there's a vaccine. So I think, you know, we're going to see retailers taking a hit and businesses of all kinds on Main Street taking a hit this first and second mm-hmm. quarter of 2020, but they can also be prepared for a hit that's going to come at the
yeah.
end of the year as well. I mean, I think that we should be planning for that. So, you know, I think that businesses that are on the edge right now may very well fold, before this thing, before the end of the year.
That's the sad
and
part.
We're just going to have to hunker down and weather the storm. And I don't think there's any quick answer, but you know, maybe online services and being able to provide that kind of service.
Well, this comes back to, Pam, something you and I have talked about for a long time. For small business retailers, online versus your storefront, it's not either
right.
or, it's both and. You have to offer your the bell over the door services, but you've also got to have a parallel universe of online capabilities so that your customers who love you can still buy from you even if they don't want to come in your door. And
right.
if you haven't been
right.
doing what you've been teaching us all these years, you're going to be one of the ones that isn't going to make it.
Right, exactly. Well, one of the ideas that came out of some of the research that I did was that for your customers, your special customers for small businesses, you might want to stay open later and have private openings where
mm-hmm.
there's a limited number of people in the store.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things that we can do to weather this, but it really is going to...
You're not going to be able to just show up and open the door and expect people to come in. You're going to have to be creative. You're going to have to be realistic with what's going on. There's no question about that. What I think is going to happen, Pam, I think we're always going to have coronavirus with us. The question is, over the next 12 to 24 months, are we going to have some kind of treatment and vaccine where we can prevent it?
Right.
Look, the flu has been with us all these years. It's still with us. It's killing more people, in a week than have already died from coronavirus. We're going to have coronavirus 2 years, 3 years from now. The question is, do we know how to deal with it? Right now, we don't.
Right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.